We're in Simen Tav Pei Zayin, in the middle of Sif Aleph, discussing the Seder of Shmona Esrei. So after you say Vahasiyenu, Chosim Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, you finish the bracha with Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Ve'im Amar Mekadosh HaShabbos, if you said Mekadosh HaShabbos mistakenly, Ve'chazer Boto Kedei Dibur, and within the time of Kedei Dibur, which we know is around three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So if you, within the time that it would take you to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, you switch back and you say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim instead, Yatza, then you're Yotze. Achor Yisrael Yodeh Shu Yom Tov, because you realized that you knew when you made the bracha that it was Yantif, you just messed up and said Mekadesh HaShabbos, so if you corrected yourself within three words, so then you are Yotze. If you waited longer than that, so then you would not be able to be Chozer, and you would have to start back from the beginning of Shmona Esrei, since you said the wrong bracha. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you made a mistake and during Berachat HaShem you thought it was Shabbos, so then even if you switched to Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, instead, Tocha De Dibur, you're not Yotze. However, most poskim disagree with the opinion of a Shulchan Aruch, and say that if you corrected yourself within Tochadei Dibur, and you switched to Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, you're going to be okay, even if you didn't know that it was, you weren't thinking that it was Yantif while you were saying the Shmona Esrei. The Mechaber continues, V'im Chal B'Shabbos, if it happened to be Shabbos as well, Omer, you say, Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, Es Yom HaKamatzos Hazeh, we say, Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Es Yom HaKamatzos Hazeh, Nechosim Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim, and you include all of them in the concluding bracha. Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'evit, if you only said Shabbos or Yisrael v'hazmanim, there's different opinions in the Achronim, whether you have to go back or not, and the Ber Halachas Machria, that if you only said Shabbos and didn't say Yantiv, so then for sure you need to go back to start from the beginning. V'ein omer b'rikas me'ein sheva, we don't say the bracha of me'ein sheva on the Seder night, even if it's Shabbos, and Mishnah Berurah says, because the whole reason that me'ein sheva was instituted was to protect from any dangers when you're walking home from shul, and since Pesach is a leil shimurim, as we already saw earlier, so therefore, since we already believe that we're protected on this night, extra protection, so we don't need to say me'ein sheva. You do say Vayichulu out loud and full Kaddish and just leave out the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. Siv Beis, Ein Shelech Tzibur Mekadosh Beis HaKnesses. There is no Kiddush in the Shul Friday night of the Seder. There's no Kiddush in Shul on the Seder night. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the whole reason we say Kiddush in Shul, if there is a Shita there that you say Kiddush in Shul, is to be Motzi, someone who doesn't have any wine, and they're not going to be making Kiddush at home. But Pesach, even if you have a poor person who doesn't have wine, they're going to someone. Everyone has wine on the Seder night to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, so therefore we don't need to make Kiddush in Shul. The Achronim explained that this whole institution of Kiddush and Shul Friday night is not so clear, as we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, that there are many who don't say it, different opinions, so therefore, since there are opinions that say not to say Kiddush and Shul Friday night at all, so then on the Seder night, we'll say that there's no reason to say it for sure, since everyone has wine, and the whole institution is not so clear anyway. Sif Gimel, Shachach Lomar, Tabar Chatanu, V'Amar Yala V'Yavo, Yatza. If during your Shmona Esrei you forgot to say Atabar Chartanu, but you said Yalav Yavo still, so then you're Yotze because you mentioned the Yantif at some point. Rama'ez Afilu Hayah Shabbos, even if it was Shabbos, im Hizker B'Yalav Yavo, Yatza. As long as you mention, you said Yalav Yavo, and you mention Shabbos, so then you're going to be okay. If you forgot to say Atabar Chartanu, but you realized, and you realize that you didn't say Yalav Yavo either, and you realize after you say Ritzei, so then you go back to Atabar Chartanu. But if you finish Shmona Esrei entirely without saying Atabar Chartanu or Yalav Yavo, so then you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Meaning, if you have a guy who doesn't really know what he's supposed to be doing, so he says the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, he just adds in Yalav Yavo for Pesach, so then you would still be Yotze as long as you said Yalav Yavo.